It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
That's a big television intro, isn't it? That one there with the TV drug of the nation there. Hi, Sam, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Been on in front of the goggle box, have you?
Not as much as I'd like, actually. I had an actually social weekend, which is weird, but I have been watching some TV.
Don't know you that well, but no, that's actually not that weird for you, to be honest.
Yeah, I like to be out and about.
How old are you?
23.
Yeah, it's definitely the age of, oh my God, I can't believe it, I went out all weekend again. Oh, it's not like me, but yeah. From the last 5 years of my life. Anyway, so still, the television, though, that's what we're here to talk about.
That's what we're talking about. So today I'm discussing Marvel's Cloak and Dagger. It's the newest Marvel superhero outing that they've released. It's basically two teenagers,
One's named Cloak and the other Dagger?
Not yet.
Who would you rather be? You wouldn't want to be Cloak, would you?
Well,
Cloak speaking.
This is what I like about the show. So Olivia Holt plays Tandy, who is Dagger, and Aubrey Joseph plays Tyrone, who is Cloak. So they already subvert the masculine and feminine roles in this duo, which is kind of already cool.
Because Dagger should be a guy?
Well, the masculine characteristics that Tandy has and the feminine characteristics that Tyrone has plays out through the whole show, plays out through the whole comic book, and it's quite a cool little thing they do when they twist it when they first created it.
Yeah, sure.
This is a comic book from the 19...
Can we call them Dagger and Cloak?
Okay, I'll call them Cloak and Dagger. Yeah.
Cloak's funny. I've got a cloak at home. I just get a cape. More, isn't it?
Oh, he's got a cape and a cloak and a hoodie. He's got all of them.
Yeah, I've got my, it's a cloak / cape. It's a big black velvet one.
When do you wear it? When you wear it, like secret parties, where you wear like little masks?
I've worn it at some of my mask parties. Yeah.
Mask parties.
What defines the difference between a cloak and a cape?
So I'm trying to figure out.
It's got a hood,
cloak has a hood, a cape has a little tie thing. Like thing atonement, the red
capes. Well, then it's
capes.
A cloak.
No, capes atonement.
I don't think you can have a cape with a hood. I don't think that quite sits right.
Yeah.
Well, then it's a cloak. He's like crushed velvet cloak.
That's hot.
Full length.
So this comic book was around in the 1960s. They were first created to fight the war on drugs, actually. Was how
Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah, they were fighting
good on them.
They were fighting drug dealers on the streets, and they were teenagers themselves. But this doesn't do that. This show is not about that. But they're two teenagers that run into each other, and they both have a connection and intermingled powers that basically their powers are based off each other. So one of them has like light stuff and one of them has dark stuff, Cloak and Dagger. Yin and yang. One's black, one's white. And it's really, really cool. The show does something really cool in that the original comic book was about fighting the war on drugs, but this actually has Tandy, who's the daughter of a drug addict mother and is a drug addict herself as a teenager. So it's quite.
So Dagger was a drug addict.
Dagger is still a drug addict herself.
Oh, well, that's gonna be hard yakker, isn't it? To be that and fight the Okay, sorry.
And part of her powers is actually she can see people's hopes inside their brains. It's a real convoluted kind of power set, but she can take people's hopes, and it's like a drug for her. So she like basically gets high off people's hopes. It's really quite cool. But basically, so we open on her as an 11-year-old and him as an 11-year-old, and he watches his brother shot.
You want to hang around heaps of like professional athletes in that, eh?
Because
they all have lofty sort of.
Don't we all have lofty ambitions?
Well, don't not everybody.
So you can hang around politics students.
Yeah. Young Nats.
Young Nats.
Sorry,
Young Nats.
They're not Young Nats.
So basically, Tandy's in the car, in the backseat of her car. She's a child. She's 11 years old. Her dad crashes into the ocean. There's this big explosion on this oil rig thing that he was working on. She gets superpowers. Tyrone watches his brother get shot in a police brutality, Black Lives Matter scenario, and he falls into the water and he gets
another way of saying that racist scenario. Yep.
Yeah, racist scenario. Yep.
Racist cops.
Yep. Racist cop. And so his whole battle throughout the season is dealing with the aftermath of his brother's death from 7 years before and trying to get justice for his brother and bring down the cop that killed him because it was all covered up by the city.
What are his superpowers?
So he wears a cloak and he can basically like teleport anywhere he wants to.
Oh, yeah, cool. Good cloak.
Good cloak.
Good cloak.
And they start developing more and more powers as they go. So he can see people's fears.
Oh, they can accumulate.
More.
They can accumulate powers.
Well,
once you get one, you just start to collect.
No, this isn't Heroes. This isn't Zachary
Pokemon. It's like Pokemon.
Yeah.
No, they just start learning more and more that about their powers, and he does something really cool in the final episode that you'll want to look out for, so just keep an eye on that. But if you read the comic books, you know what he does.
I don't know, but being able to teleport with a cloak is pretty cool. It's pretty much about one of my favourite...
It's just the start of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's set in New Orleans, so it's a really cool backdrop, and he's from like a New Orleans-based family that's been there for generations and generations. So
Creole?
Like,
a Creole family?
Yeah, oh, really? And there's like all this voodoo stuff that's going on as well about... how they're interlinked and how every, I think it's 100 years, two people are divinely paired and have to like save New Orleans and one of them has to die. So there's this whole subplot going on and she's trying
to... There's a little smidgeon of True Bliss in there.
I guess so,
True Blood. True Bliss is the New Zealand singing group. True Blood was a TV show.
I miss True Bliss.
Do you?
I don't think I was around when they were around. But yeah, so what I like about the show is... I wouldn't say it's perfect. Like, I wouldn't say it's like the best superhero show out there. Like, I think Jessica Jones is a lot better with the emotional superhero stuff. And I think every Marvel movie ever is a lot better with action because the show isn't very action-packed.
Yeah.
But that's kind of good because their battles aren't with villains or, like, other super-powered people like every other, you know, TV show. It's about them dealing with their own internalized issues. So she's trying to clear her dad's name for this big oil rig explosion, and he's trying to find out what happened to his brother and get justice for his brother. And also just deal with how he has to occupy this role where he's the only surviving son, so he's got to look after his family and be that perfect black kid that has to like stand up straight and never wear a hood and never do this and abide by all these rules because his parents basically believe him when he says that his brother got shot by the police, but the body of his brother's never found, so they never actually have proof that he was shot.
Right.
So it's quite a cool dichotomy that the two characters operate between, because Tandy gets to be this very fierce, like, lives on the streets, does what she wants, like, takes what she wants, robs the rich, you know, that kind of person. So these really masculine characteristics that you'd see in a male character, typically. Yeah. And he has to be at home looking after his family and being this, like, meek person.
Production values of the show?
Medium.
This is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's why I can't watch that show. That's just like it looks like it's been made in the late 80s or something like that. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not... That's what I mean. Like, the show isn't like, wow, amazing, like, this is the best thing in the world. But I think the acting of the two main characters is really, really cool. And the acting they do with their parents is really cool. Like, they manage to... They're like... These kids are like 21. Mm. And they're carrying like these really strong scenes and these like lines of gravitas and like emotional intensity. And they do it really well. And they have this awesome tension and connection, because in the comic books they are a couple, but in this show they aren't yet. Or they've... You know, they might be eventually, but they aren't, because they've just met each other the first time, and it's like they have this really cool sexual tension that's really quite well done.
Did they hook up at all? Cloak and Dagger?
Not yet.
Okay. Still good tension.
How many seasons are there now?
So one season, 10 episodes. It just finished, I think, last week. Okay. So it's all out there for you guys to watch if you want to.
Who's it on through?
What's that?
What's it on?
I'm not sure, actually. It's on FX in America, but I'm not sure where it is.
Here, if anywhere.
Yeah, it might be around on TVNZ, actually. I don't know.
Dig around.
Yeah, have a look. I definitely think you should give it a go. I don't think it's gonna be like this perfect show. I don't think it's like something that you're gonna be like, this is the best show in the world. But I think, you know, if you like Marvel stuff, and if you really do get into the superheroes kind of side of it, and you do enjoy the Marvel Cloak and Dagger comics because they're actually quite good, or just the characters in general, you might enjoy the show.
Sam, thank you very much.
No worries.
All right, speak again this time next week.
Bye.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.